Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back.
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. Look out for Mars, Saturn, and the bright star Antares in the constellation of Scorpius. All three of these objects will be in your southern sky. Now, they're very, very bright. They rise pretty late in the evening, around about 9 o'clock, but they make for a stunning summer triangle. Also, look out for the moon, which is waning this week.
Christopher apparently has something about climate change on one of the planets in our solar system.
I do indeed. Researchers using data from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter spacecraft have been studying climate change on the red planet. Findings from the team seem to indicate that Mars is emerging from an ice age that has lasted 370,000 years. The spacecraft has been taking high-resolution images of the Martian polar caps and also Martian glaciers, and data shows that these glaciers are retreating in the more warmer latitudes, and the polar caps are gaining a little bit more ice. This is behavior that is typical of an ice age.
I get it. So by looking at images taken at one point and then a few years later, you can start to make the kind of conclusions that you're talking about.
You got it. The Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter has been orbiting the red planet for an awful long time now.
So it seems like what you're indicating is the temperature is rising there, yet I've got to believe it's still quite chilly.
Oh yeah, Mars is frigidly cold for most of the Martian year. The temperatures on Mars can fluctuate wildly during the day and night as well as between summer and winter. On a good summer day on Mars, you can expect highs of around about 80 degrees Fahrenheit. But for most of the year, the temperature hovers around a bone-chilling minus 100 degrees.
How can it fluctuate so wildly like that?
Well, unfortunately for Mars, it doesn't have an atmosphere to trap in heat like the Earth does. And so it doesn't have a greenhouse effect. Now, the greenhouse effect here on the Earth gets a little bit of a bad rap, but it actually keeps us very toasty. Without it, the Earth would freeze solid.
So does this mean that a potential end to Mars's ice age might bring about warm enough temperatures that it would be seasonable enough for people to actually be there?
Well, unfortunately, I wouldn't expect to be sipping Mai Tais on a beach on Mars anytime soon. In fact, it will probably take thousands of years, if that, for Mars to become warm like the Earth, if at all.
Christopher Phillips, thank you so much for the report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.